This is Malone Church Podcast, and I'm the Reverend Catherine Viner. And we're a church who are committed to being rooted and grounded in love, living and growing together. You can connect in with what we're doing on YouTube or Facebook and find any information on our website. But what you're going to listen to now is a Bible reading followed by a sermon and then concluding with a prayer.
This morning's reading is Psalm 103. Praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone. And its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty one who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, my soul. Amen.
Many years ago, there was a wealthy lawyer who lived in northern Italy, and he had heard about an ex-soldier who had given away all that he had to the poor. And this wealthy lawyer, Bernard Quintavelle, was curious as to why this 25-year-old ex-soldier would return from war and do such a thing. He thought that he must be mad. Or if not mad, he must have had some sort of incredible experience, like an epiphany, an encounter with God that would make him do such a thing. So Bernard invited this young ex-soldier to come and stay with him so Bernard could meet him. So Giovanni, who was ex-soldier, traveled to Bernard's home, and he stayed the night so he could meet with Bernard. And it sounds a bit strange, but during the night, Bernard was able to keep an eye on Giovanni through a little secret peephole, like a little crack in the wall, and watched what Giovanni was doing. And in the middle of the night, all of a sudden, Giovanni jumped out of bed, knelt down at the side of the bed, and repeated a short phrase again and again and again. My God and my all. My God and my all. My God and my all. And he did this repeatedly for quite a few hours. So much so that Bernard himself fell asleep against the wall as he was trying to spy on Giovanni. Bernard was so inspired and so captivated by this young man's love of God that he too, even though he was a wealthy lawyer, well established, well respected, sold all he had and gave the money to the poor. And that year, he became Giovanni's first disciple. Within a year, Giovanni had 11 disciples. Within 10 years, he had 5,000 disciples. Within 20 years, Giovanni had impacted European history by his simple, joyous, sacrificial love of God. And he is still known today for who he was and what he did for God. Although we don't know him as Giovanni, we actually know him by the nickname that his father gave him because his mother was French. So his father gave him a nickname, Little Frenchman, Francis. Known by you maybe as Francis of Assisi. Francis of Assisi never lost sight of the importance of always going back in conversation with God to the why we worship. The why of worship. Why we worship God. That adoration of who God is and what he has done. For Francis, it was that God wasn't some distant supreme being ruling over the cosmos. But for Francis, God was his God, my God, intimate and personal and could be known. And for Francis, God was everything. He trusted God and he relied upon God. My God and my all was that short prayer he repeated again and again and again until it entered the very heart of who he was and everything he did. It's where all worship must start, in that adoration of God. On one occasion, Jesus was asked, of all the commandments, of the hundreds of commandments, what is the greatest? And what did he say? Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind and all your strength. My all. Love God with everything and then go and love others in exactly the same way. Do you know, your love for other people will be measured by your love of God. Because if you really love God, then that love will pour out into the lives of others. And it'll be far richer and far purer than any love that we can create ourselves and offer others. It will never fall short. Always be enough. Francis of Assisi's short prayer, his repetitive prayer, my God and my all, is a one-line summary of Psalm 103. If you could sum Psalm 103 up in one line, there it is. That's what David is saying. He's saying the why of worship, why we are praying to God, why we're approaching God, why you're taking time to spend time with God, why you believe, why you stay faithful, why you worship God. In Francis of Assisi's short prayer, and in David's Psalm 103, essentially what they're saying is, God, it's good to see you. It's really good to be with you. It's like whenever we're in the company of old friends, Or maybe we're in the company of somebody we adore and we love, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, somebody in our family. It is so good to see you. So good to be with you. Isn't that how we should start with God? It's been a while, God, but I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad I'm in your company. It's really good to see you and be with you. This is what David is saying to God in Psalm 103. I've missed you and I've forgotten how good it is to be with you. Do you know, it's good practice starting our conversations with the why we worship. Because let's be honest, there are times when we can find worship difficult. There are times whenever worship just seems to take a lot of effort. We're cold towards God. And we don't want to be cold towards God, but we find it hard to warm our hearts up, to sense his presence. And maybe you think, you know, I'm just not in that frame of mind today. I don't know if I could be bothered. I don't really feel like praying right now. I'm just not feeling it. I don't really feel like going to worship this morning. You know, when I got up this morning, I just wasn't feeling it. David wasn't feeling it. David's soul wasn't feeling it. And if you read again the start of Psalm 103, David is wakening his soul. He's wakening his soul up. I think this was how David was when he wrote Psalm 103, because he begins by saying, "Praise the Lord, my soul." It's like we're kind of overhearing him speaking to himself. And he goes on even to say, with every fiber of my being, come on, praise the Lord. It's like he's trying to psych himself up, trying to enter into this worship, wake himself up. You know, you may find that as you begin to pray, or maybe as you take time to read the Bible, or maybe even as you're here to worship God this morning, or perhaps watching online, listening on the podcast, and you know you need to awaken that soul within you. It's dozing, or it's asleep. It's not paying attention to the presence of God. And really, it's saying to ourselves, hey, you know, are you seeing who God is? Come on, wake up. Take attention here to who God is. Have you forgotten who God is and what he has done? And who you are, who he says you are, and how much he loves you? Don't be surprised if often we need to awaken our souls, because there's so much going on that can demand our attention and take us away from being aware of that presence of God. Do you know, we're hearing as well and seeing so many conflicting messages maybe about who God is, what he has done, how important he should be in our lives, what's going on in the world, what is the solution to the problems of the world, what's going to save the world. We're hearing all of these conflicting messages and our souls can be left confused and unable to sense the presence of God in the midst of so much sound and noise coming at us. It's like before we know it, halfway through your day, your souls don't seem alive to God. You don't feel as sensitive to God's presence, as aware of God with you. You aren't as responsive to God's spirit. And you find it's like your souls have gone asleep. And I think in Psalm 103, that was the case for David. I think his soul had gone to sleep. Look what he says. Now, this is from the Message version. He says, he's saying this to himself. He's saying, God forgives your sins, everyone. David, he heals your diseases, everyone. He redeems you from hell. He's the one who's rescued you, saves your life. He crowns you with love and mercy. You wear a paradise crown. He wraps you in goodness, always in the presence of beauty eternal. He renews your youth. You're always young in his presence. This is how David speaks to himself about who God is as he's entering into the presence of God, as he's starting a conversation with God. He's reminding himself of the why of worship. And David goes on. And I'm not surprised he goes on, because our souls are not easily awakened. It's a bit like our minds in the morning. It's a bit like me in the morning. Scientists reckon that our bodies waken immediately, but our minds can take up to 30 minutes to waken. I'd add on maybe an extra 15 minutes for me. but it takes us 30 minutes, the average person, 30 minutes for their minds to wake up in the morning. And I wonder, isn't it the same with our souls? You can't just come into the presence of God and it switches on. Very few of any people, and many people are like that. I'd love to meet them if they are, and if that's one of you, come and chat to me later. Brilliant. But it takes us a while to warm our souls up, to recognize that we are in the presence of greatness. So David goes on, and he talks about how God makes everything come out right. He gives justice to the oppressed. And then it's interesting. Then he reminds himself of one particular story in the Bible. And he holds on to this story of Moses and how Moses brought justice to the Israelites who were in slavery. And the rest of the psalm is a reflection of that, and how that same God is the God who knows me and loves me. And that's how David enters into God's presence. David is awakening his soul. I don't know what was going on in David's life at this time, but I imagine he was far from God. David's been dozing. He has few signs maybe of life, but here he's taking himself in hand. He's saying, come on, David, wake up. Wake up to who God is. David specifically recalls Moses. For Francis of Assisi, it was a simple prayer he would repeat whenever he felt far from God. My God and my all. My God and my all. To awaken your soul, you know, you can use a story like David took the story of Moses. Or maybe there's a little phrase that helps you come into the presence of God. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Whatever it is, little phrase that helps you enter into the presence of God. Or maybe it's a scripture verse that you have on your phone as a screensaver, and throughout the day, it awakens you to the presence of God with you wherever you are, whatever you're doing, it's there. And before you do whatever, you read it on your phone, just to remind yourself that God is your all. Or maybe actually you're like Paul. I think I'm a bit like Paul, the Apostle Paul. In his letter to the church in Ephesus, he quotes a worship song. And it's there in Ephesians 5, verse 14, just one line of this ancient hymn or worship song. Scholars are in lots of disagreement and agreement about where it comes from. They reckon it came from Isaiah and has been paraphrased. And at the time, the first century Christians used it to worship. But he says to the church in Ephesus, and I think this is just as important for us today, wake up, sleepy one. Rise from the dead. Christ will shine on you. Paul was writing to the church in the city of Ephesus, warning them not to be lifeless, tired, inactive, uninspiring Christians, who nobody really takes any notice of. But come on, wake up and realize who God is. Go away and read that letter to the church in Ephesus. That is what it's all about. Paul's saying, have you forgotten who your God is? Paul commands us, wake up, pull open the curtains, rip the duvet off, get up and start living life for Jesus, that Jesus life. The sun is shining, and he says, let the light of that presence, let it shine on you. I love that idea of God's presence as like the light of the sun shining on me. I love being in the sun. I'm missing the sun being back from my holidays. But I love the warmth of the sun, whether I'm sitting, reading, riding my bike or walking. It just seems to energize you physically and emotionally. It seems to lift your spirits. And that is what Paul is saying here whenever he quotes this line from this worship song. He's saying, get a Jesus tan. Get the Jesus glow. So whenever, you know, you meet people and they encounter you, they maybe want to know where you've been. Why are you glowing? What is it about you? Is there something different? Have you been somewhere? Did you get away on holidays? You know, that's the kind of impression, how inspiring. Paul is saying that we as Christians, if we take time to be in the presence of God, that's the impact, the effect it will have. Do you know when you find your souls are asleep? Or you've been dozing in your faith? Or you're lacking that desire to worship God? Struggling to feel motivated to even serve God? You know, you could take it or leave it. Struggling to take time to pray or even to be bothered to open up your Bible and learn from who God is, the why of worship. We need to simply go back and just waken up our souls. And whether that's by a simple phrase or by a worship song or reading a psalm like David, Psalm 103, or read Psalm 57, it's a similar one. Whatever way it is, find ways to keep your soul awake. These things keep our faith alive. And when our souls are awake and we take time in those conversations with God, we will grow closer to God and see more of God in our lives. Let's pray. Father God, this morning we say to our souls, wake up. Wake up and see God. Forgive us, God, that we lose sight of who you are. And our souls need awaken to who you are. But thank you that as we come to you from wherever we've been, whatever we've done, you do not meet us with a scowl, disapproving, disappointed. But like that story of the prodigal son that Jesus told, you welcome us with open arms, forgiving and loving. God, we adore you. Psalm 103, it reminds us of your love for us, of all that you've done for us, and why, God, we adore you. You forgive our sins, everyone. You heal our diseases, everyone. You redeem us from hell. You've sent Jesus to rescue us and save our lives. You've put upon our head a crown of love and mercy. This morning, we have that crown upon us. And you've wrapped us in goodness, God. And you renew our youth so we're always young in your presence. Oh God, forgive us that we forget these things. Awaken our soul this morning. Jesus, shine the light of your presence into our lives. Like we pull back the curtains, we flung the duvet off, and we are awake, God, ready to live for you. Father God, fill us with your Spirit this morning so these things may be true in our lives. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Our prayers for others. Let us pray. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Father, thank you that over all things you are Lord, that you are near to us, and that we can bring every situation that we are facing before you. Father, we bring before you the extremes of climate which we're experiencing across the world. The wildfires to the north of Athens, which in the past week have destroyed properties and threatened livelihoods. Before that, the rains which brought flooding in Germany and led to a loss of life, and the record high temperatures which we recorded here last month. Father, we ask you to grant wisdom to world leaders to unite them around the common goal of mitigating the consequences of global warming. Father, we pray for the countries of the world where there is unrest and corrupt government. Lord, we think of Afghanistan, where the Taliban are again threatening to take over a large part of the country. And we pray for peace there. Father, we pray for countries facing disease, and we would ask for a global response to the COVID pandemic. Lord, that developed and developing countries can move forward together with a vaccination program which will see everyone afforded protection. And Father, in Northern Ireland, we just remember that yesterday there were six further deaths attributed to COVID, and 1,300 new infections. We ask, Father, just that you would comfort those six families particularly. Father, help us to play our part in the Great Commission by being your witnesses where we live and work. We ask you to call others to serve you in the mission fields of other countries. And Father, we pray for Malone Church that we will all soon feel safe about worshipping you in this, your house. Lord, be with those who are still shielding, who lack the confidence to return to this place just now. Father, assure the lonely of your presence and grant those who are sick your comfort. We pray for those members of the church family who have been grieving the loss of loved ones in the past weeks. Lord, you're able to do way more than we can ask or imagine. We present our prayers to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening. And if you'd like further information, go to our website or connect with us on YouTube or Facebook. But in the meantime, stay safe and stay faithful.